Too Much Rock Podcast number 223. I'm your host, Sid Souter. Starting things off this week with a track by Great Caesar. That song is called Rear View, and that's on the band's EP Scattered Air, which they will release on October 16th. A band out of Brooklyn, New York, there mixing indie pop with jazz in a very nice way, I think. Remind me of Canasta from Chicago a bit, and that's always a good thing. I've got some interesting music for you this week, some good stuff, and nothing too strange, so good news there. Let's jump right back into things. This is Field Music with the song Guillotine. Thank you.
Remember me, I thought you. I thought you might be here, descending through. Another call, how dare I? I watched the world go by, trailing time. Pebbled walls, the wind calls, the carriers take flight and chase us home. We'll be right back.
This seems like a good place to take a break. That was Tilly and the Wall with the song Youth. That's on the band's album Heavy Mood, which came out on October 2nd on the Team Love label. The band's based out of Omaha, Nebraska, and they're currently on tour. I know they've got a date in Lawrence, Kansas, so they probably have a date near you as well. This is probably the fourth album from the band, and it's a little different from the previous work, a little more serious, a little less tap dancing, and ultimately a pretty solid record with some more electronic hints in it, I guess, than we've seen recently. So give that one a sample and see if it's something that you're interested in. Even better, just catch them on tour, and then you'll know it all, right? Before that, we played Field Music with the song Guillotine. That's on the band's album Plum, which came out February of this year on Memphis Industries. The Sunderland, UK band there was probably a little early on the dream pop revival tip that so many bands are on right now, and for that, we've got to love them. I guess I need to tell you how the Too Much Rock podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. There's really nothing more to it. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together, but hopefully I make good choices, get good music, and make a great podcast that keeps you coming back week after week. I say this because the next track we're going to play is from Kraftwerk. Why am I digging back to 1978? Well, because I just got this album, as odd as that may sound. So I just picked up Kraftwerk, The Man Machine, which came out in 1978, so I could hear this song, which I think you've probably all heard a million times, but you should hear it again because the model is just perfect.
Thank you.
Is it just me, or is there something insanely sexy about that song? That is Lust for Youth with the song Behind Curtains. That's on the band's album Growing Seeds, which will see its U.S. release on November 13th on the Sacred Bones label. I believe it's already out on a small French label if you're interested in hunting that one down early. I believe that's the project of Hans Norvid, and excuse the bad pronunciation there. He's from Gothenburg, Sweden, though I think currently working out of Copenhagen in Denmark. That album is very much in line with the Early Cure, late Joy Division, something you're really going to enjoy if you like that dark wave sound. Before that, we heard from Kraftwerk with the song The Model. That's on The Man Machine from 1978, and this is actually a 2009 reissue I played from the catalog box set. I see I'm about out of time, so let's visit the concert calendar. I'll let you know what's coming up here for the rest of the month. On the 9th, we have First Aid Kit at the Granada, or you could see the stars at the Bottleneck on the same night. On the 11th, I'll be at Lighthouse and the Whaler at the Jackpot, 16th Shearwater at the Riot Room. You could also see Crystal Castles at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. On the 17th, it's Hudson Falcons at the Riot Room. Note that show did move from the 10th to the 17th, so make sure and don't show up a week early. On the 18th, Scatolites at Davies. On the 19th, Balmoray at the Record Bar. 20th, Converge at the Granada. 21st, Tilly in the Wall at the Jackpot. 23rd, Sleigh Bells at the Granada. And coming back, 26th, Quiet Corral at the Granada as well. 27th, Minus the Bear at the Beaumont. And the Halloween Show off and the Spitz at Record Bar. And then, boy, November looks just as busy. So keep your concert calendar open and you'll be seeing me live a lot. I guess I should wrap things up here, let you know that you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 223. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media outlet, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things this week with a track by P.S. I Love You. This is from the Paperbag Records versus the Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, which is a LP recreation of that album featuring artists from the Paperbag Records roster. There's some great work in here by some great bands, and it covers the full gamut. Songs that breathe new life into old tracks, songs that are faithful recreations of old ones, songs that totally deconstruct and rebuild favorites. It's all here, and the best news is it is completely free, so you can pop over to their website and download that if you're interested. I've chosen a P.S. I Love You track just because, one, I love the band, and two, when I heard this song, it made me go back and have to listen to the original and think, wow, they've added a lot to that, but yet somehow it is still completely like the original. Vocalist Paul does some fantastic Bowie impersonation when necessary and some fantastic work on his own as well. So we're going to head in there. This is P.S. I Love You with the song Moon Age Daydream. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. I'm an alligator.